Amen. Today we're going back into our series, this brief little series on the laws of manifesting your vision. And today we're going into law number two, the law of preparation. This is the smallest little book that I've written, and it's no longer in print. One of these days I will reprint it. But I wanted to bring you into the meat of this book because I think it will change your life. So as we get ready to go into law number two today, the law of preparation, stay glued. It's going to be amazing. God bless.
Let's talk.
You don't know how to be an individual. You don't know how to be an independent. You don't know how to be by yourself. You can't seem to find sense of value apart from another. And so you tie other people up into this web of confusion. And
The most common error that visionaries make is to go before we are prepared. Sometimes we get so excited about the business idea, we get so excited about the ministry launch. We get so excited about our overall plan that we fail to prepare. We get excited when we learn our purpose, which is law number one, the law of purpose. We know why we're here. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We know that we're gifted for it. We have a passion for it. And so we get so caught up in all of the hype of that, that we fail to properly prepare. But even Jesus took his disciples and he spent 3.5 years preparing them before he launched them. The Apostle Paul went to get instruction and preparation before he launched his ministry. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty of spirit only to want. When you are rushed and you have a spirit of discontentment with the process of preparation, it usually brings you to a place of lack. But when you are a visionary, you have to have at the front of your mind, I must be prepared. The main part, now listen to this very carefully, the main part of preparation is planning. How many folk have jumped out into situations and it failed simply because they had a faulty plan? Too many people want to undertake great courses of vision without planning. They often rely too much on the spiritual and make no natural preparation. Isn't this the truth in the body of Christ in the church? We want to pray about everything and plan nothing. God never endorsed that. In fact, our prayers ought to be that God would give us a clear and concise plan. Because even when you look in the scripture, even the Godhead in Genesis 1:26-27, even the Godhead had somewhat of a board meeting before they created the worlds. Look what the Bible says. And God said, let us make man. Let us make man. Let's come together and plan this thing in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. But look, he says, let us make man. God shows us a certain, watch this, pre-thought or preparation process before he makes man. God didn't just haphazardly create man. He made plans. Now, never attempt a performance before planning. I didn't just come here today to do this video. Sometimes I do videos that are just, in the spur of the moment or whatever. But I planned to do this today. I planned the place I would do it in. I planned the spot I would stand in. I looked into my book and I planned the pages that I would glean from as I would share with you. I planned this. Never attempt a performance before planning. So many people fail. They're gifted. They're called of God to do what they're doing, but they just fail to plan. Look what the Bible says in Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Why was he not able to finish? He failed to plan. And what's the famous saying? Fail to plan, plan to fail. Now let's look at the planning process. Step number one, define measurable short to long term goals. Define measurable short to long term goals. If you look in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. If you don't set goals with time limits, human nature will cause you to become at ease, and you will find yourself wasting time. So you have to define measurable short to long term goals. You cannot get to the next level until you've satisfied the demands of this level. If you waste time, your vision will eventually abort. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time for you to accomplish certain things. So you have to set measurable short to long term goals. Number two, identify the necessary resources. This is the planning process. Measurable short to long term goals. Identifying the necessary resources. Now, every real vision and purpose will require these three things: people, human resources, money, financial backing, and knowledge. You're going to have the know-how. Decide how much of each of these that you have access to and how much you really need. People are the first resource that God uses to manifest your vision. You have to ask yourself, now, what am I looking like in terms of my human resources? Many people are failures today because they can't get along with people. Many people are failures today because they have failed to get along with people. God will usher people into your life. When God gives you a great vision, He will also simultaneously usher people into your life. But if you can't get along with people, you'll be dismissing them as quickly as God is bringing them. Look what Isaiah 43:4 says. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. John Maxwell says, if you want to get ahead, learn to get along. Yeah. So people are the number one resource. Now, number two, knowledge is the second necessary resource. Don't tell me that you have a great vision and there's no part of your life that is dedicated to education. You mean to tell me with all of the knowledge that's on YouTube, all of the knowledge that's on Google, all of the knowledge that's on social media, the library, you're tapping into none of it? Your whole life is preoccupied with entertainment and none of your life is dedicated to the attainment of knowledge? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. There are many who are gifted, but they just lack knowledge. They don't have the right people. They lack the knowledge. Ignorance is the primary reason for failed vision. The word of God also says in Proverbs 24:4-5, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. I'm just reading from the book. The third thing that you're going to need is money. Money is the third necessary resource. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 and 19, a feast is made for laughter and wine makes merry, but money answereth all things. Money is the answer to most obstacles you might face. Now, thirdly, we have to simulate potential. Let me see if I can recap for you the planning process. Number one, define measurable short to long-term goals. Number two, identify the necessary resources, people, knowledge, and money. Number three is we must simulate potential disappointments and how we would deal with them. Because the path to greatness, the path to success, is plagued with every disappointment you might be able to imagine. And winners simulate these disappointments in their minds before they actually occur in life. So that when these things occur, you're not reacting to the disappointments, but rather you are responding based on a script that you have already outlined in your soul. It is not faithless to contemplate setbacks. Setbacks are the purpose of faith. They are always going to happen. You're going to have things that don't go well, and you have to simulate in your own mind, how am I going to respond to the setback, as opposed to allowing my emotions to take over and I react in a way that totally disintegrates what God is doing in my life. So law number two is the law of preparation. I want you to ponder the things that we've talked about today and get ready, prepare for the greatness that God has in store for you. If you like this, I'd like for you to hit the little thing that says like, and I'd like for you to subscribe, and certainly I'd love for you to share. God bless you. Next time, we'll go into law number three. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.